This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you were watching the Super Bowl last night, I mean the ads, of course, because the game, whatever, you probably noticed that Bud Light used some of the most expensive ad time in the history of television to say that its beer does not contain corn syrup.
My king, this corn syrup was just delivered.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
Miller wasn't happy. It shot back that Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch InBev, uses corn syrup in plenty of its other beers. The National Corn Growers Association objected, too. Most of the rest of us, though, we're stuck on the corn syrup in beer thing. Marketplace's Justin Ho has the explanation.
When it comes down to it, beer has four ingredients.
Barley, water, hops, and yeast.
That's John Palmer, who literally wrote the book on homebrewing called How to Brew. He says for centuries, brewers have used grains other than barley. Palmer says brewers use rice and corn because they want to make a different kind of beer.
They have less protein than barley. And so you produce a lighter bodied, less filling beer by using them.
The Bud Light ad isn't talking about corn, though. It's calling out corn syrup. Palmer says there's only one real difference between syrup and the grain itself.
It's mainly a question of economics for the brewer. Most breweries use the already processed syrup because it's more convenient.
And they've been doing it for decades. Anthony Manuel is the head of brewing at Molson and Miller Coors. He says his company does use corn syrup in Miller Lite and Miller High Life.
So it can be used in heavier beers to make them a little bit lighter. And it can be used in light beers like Miller Lite and Coors Light in order to reduce calories and carbohydrate.
Or to give it a little more kick, says Yepa Yanabieso, the owner of Evil Twin Brewing. That's a medium-sized brewery with locations in Denmark and New York.
And that's why it makes sense for some big breweries to use it, because they have to make the beers as cheap as possible, and malt is more expensive than corn sugar.
As a smaller brewer, he says he can charge a premium price for a bottle of beer. But Bud and Miller Coors don't have that option. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.